We just want to talk before we go to Steve McCabe about Kim.com. Steve McCabe, good afternoon.
Hello, Jim, Mike, Sally, how are you?
Hi.
He's launched this new website, the successor to Mega Upload.
Oh, yes.
There's a bit of a difference, isn't there, Steve?
Well, he's claiming there's a difference. First of all, it's not registered as a US domain, which probably is trying to do a quick swerve around American authorities. He's saying that everything is going to be held with, encrypted with passkeys held not by his servers and his company, but by individual users. It's obviously an attempt to avoid liability there.
Yeah.
And he's also trying to get other people to do the hosting for him, which screams to me, distributed liability.
Right, okay. Do you think it's going to work?
Well, who knows? Right now, on his website, there's a big button that says, click this button and change the world, and it'll probably come live in January. And right now, he's trying to raise investors, so I think it might change his world.
It might change his world. What is your opinion about him doing this?
I mean... I think what it shows is, first of all, I mean, you can't keep a busy man down. He wants to make this work. He's realised that this is how he can make a lot of money. People want him to be doing this, legally or not. The Americans don't, so he's found a way of doing a swerve around the Americans, and that's all that's going on here. It's like it used to be that people could set up a registered company, a limited company, make huge losses, dissolve the company, and then set up a new company all over again and make more new losses. This is the equivalent. You do something that people don't like in one jurisdiction, they start to close down that particular operation, you now set up in a new jurisdiction. He's now got a company that's allegedly registered in Africa, hosted somewhere in France, we think, we don't know yet.
Steve McCabe, thank you.
Pleasure.
Hey, I wonder
maybe
if,
he needs another raid on his mansion by New Zealand police then.
I wonder if that folk hero status translates into support for this new venture.
Well, I wonder if he's building a mansion in Gabon.
A mansion in Gabon. Mike Williams, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Has been on the panel today with Sally Wenley. Sally, thank you too.
Pleasure, Jim.
Checkpoint follows. Have a lovely weekend, everybody.